Good morning. Good morning, this is Chris with the Core. We'll get a few as usual for stragglers. Okay, sounds like the beeping has slowed or stopped, hopefully. This is the July 1 FPOM meeting. We'll go ahead and start with a roll. I guess first off, can everyone see my screen?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Starting with roll, anyone from NIMS that we have on? Okay, I didn't see anyone else. Well, it's hard to see the list when I'm sharing my screen, so bear with me.
I think I am you.
Okay. Anyone from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? Okay. How about ODFW?
Ryan Pritchard.
Anyone else from ODFW? Okay, Grand Ronde.
Yeah, it's Lawrence Schwabe. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. How about Willamette Valley Project?
Hey Chris, Chad Helms.
Chris Conner.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Greg Taylor, sorry Chris.
Oh, that's okay. All right, anyone else from the project? Okay.
Hey Chris, this is Dustin.
Oh, hey Dustin. Anyone from Water Management on? Okay, anything?
Hey, this is Norm.
Oh, hey Norm. Anyone from PME? Any other core folks I missed?
Hey, this is Catherine Tackley. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
That's okay.
This is Tammy.
All right. Anyone else I may have missed? All right, moving right along. I guess first, any agenda updates from folks? Okay, hearing none. Moving on, in regards to June meeting minutes, I did receive comments from ODFW. Comments will be incorporated. Didn't know if others had comments. Otherwise, they will be finalized. All right. Thank you. First action item. I don't know if Todd is actually on. Let me check the list really quick. He was going to check in with the Detroit crew in regards to some pumps. And he's on. Hey, Todd, you want to give us an update on this? If you have one?
Yeah, I don't have any updates on this other than there's only one that can be served this season. We're trying to figure out if we can get a service contract in future years to have multiple pump service. But again, for this year, all we can do is one because that's our spending limit for items like that.
Thanks, Todd. Any questions or comments for Todd? All right. Next action item was mine. There was a request for me to add discussion in regards to the South Sanium and moving hatchery fish above project to the McKinsey Water Supply task group that we had. I did not do that because I didn't want to mix the discussion of what I thought was important or more important, which was the McKinsey discussion at the time. There will be future discussion on this. Ryan, I don't know if you wanted to talk generically about this item or not now or later.
Thanks, Chris. Either's fine. I mean, I guess thanks for queuing it up, I guess, for a later conversation, a later meeting. I think it would be good to talk about. The concern was, in general, just low NOR returns to the South Sanium. I was trying to find the number, and I can give that a little bit later on, too. But it's still a relatively small number. Let's see, 78 NOR spring Chinook back to the south so far compared to 350 or so last year. So, like I said, a relatively small number. Thought it would be good to have a conversation about HOR outplanting to supplement and then the future of outplanting above Green Peter, which I know is a different issue and kind of complicated in its own. So internally, we talked a little bit. I followed up with Lance. Felt like having some information from the upcoming pedigree studies for the South Sanium samples would really help inform that conversation. So I think a conversation would be good. Whether we kick it off before or after we have pedigree results is doesn't make a big difference to me. But that's really all I've got, Chris.
Thanks, Ryan. Any questions or comments thus far?
Hey, Chris, not so much a question as a comment, because we're working on the hatchery. You are working on the hatchery PWS right now. We might want to be a little bit more descriptive and a little bit less prescriptive with HOR and NOR language above foster to support whatever decision is made. Over.
Thanks, Bob. Anything else? All right, we'll move on to updates. I don't know if Greg's on or not, or if he joined us. If not, Greg, are you on?
Chris, this is Ryan. Greg is not on. Greg is, Greg took one for the team, and he's spending the week down in Cabo. He's probably out on a boat right now catching Dorado, so we can all thank Greg that we didn't have to do that. So just a relatively quick update, for Minto, with the water cooling the last week or so, adult returns have really slowed. So as of last week they only collected a total of 17 Chinook. One of those was an NOR. Season total to date, 1,473 HOR returns and 325 NOR returns. Like I said, the last couple weeks with those cooler temperatures from spill has definitely slowed things down. At Marion Forks, I guess I'll just jump right into that. Things are going okay at Marion Forks. I think Chris or Greg reported last month there was some fish health issues. those have continued. We finished a medicated feed treatment. Medicated feed does, I guess it has the same effect on human. Humans at times, it makes fish more prone to sunburn. And so now, after dealing with cold water disease, we're dealing with some sunburnt spring Chinook, even though there's shade cover on those ponds. Sunburn can kind of be the source of a secondary infection, so there's some fungus and other issues on some of those fish. So Chris and company have had their hands full with fish health issues this summer. Marking was supposed to start this week. They've been shifting things around and might be a slight marking delay. Other than that, things are going pretty well. I guess the only other update is we were able to outplant into the north Santa Am above Detroit. A total so far of 651 adult Chinook.
Thanks, Ryan. Any questions for Ryan? I had one, and it's somewhat dated, and I probably should have followed up. Is that pipe repair that we did quite a while ago seem to be holding up at Marion Forks?
Chris, as far as I know, it has. I can follow up with Chris Boyd and those folks, but I guess I don't have a good update for you, but I can follow up.
Thanks. Any other questions for Ryan? Go ahead, Todd.
There's a potential contractor site visit for the fire repair damage of that storage building on August 12th. I'll send that to Ryan and Greg, just so it's they're aware of it. But I wanted to make sure that there wasn't any issues with a site visit August 12th, about 10 a.m., you know, dozen people walking around near that storage building.
No issues on my end, Todd. Thanks for bringing that up. And if you include Greg, I think Greg will be back, although I know he does have another trip scheduled. So anyway, I can coordinate with Greg and Tyler, and I'll be there if I need to be there or whatever, too. So thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, no problem. And then I said in the comments, I wrote that action item wrong, Chris, but I'm still awaiting an update from the crew foreman. They have a list of items that they're going to be knocking out between now and the end of the fiscal year, so the end of September. I believe that one's on the list, but I still want to get some actual details on that specific repair. And then one last thing for DFW. I haven't heard any update on the hopper hoist crane, if they've reached out to their safety department and if their safety department has determined anything at this point.
Good question, Todd. I don't believe Greg had that conversation. I think the last I heard, whether it was an email conversation or a phone conversation with Greg, is he was going to forward a copy of the inspector's report. Did you guys see a copy of that?
I don't know if we did. Bob Wertheim is on the phone. I think he explained a few things to Greg a week and a half ago. If you guys need, let me know.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think, because I think I talked to Bob as well. I think the pending item on our hatchery team meeting, I think the pending item was just sharing that inspection report, which I can follow up with Greg on.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, I think we've got this one covered, and why don't we talk about it as part of our contract team meeting? I can set up a special one if we need to work it separately, but I think this one's been covered. Hold on.
Any other questions or comments for the North Santa Am? All right. Moving on to the South Santa Am. I don't know if Brett's on or not.
Chris, this is Ryan. I don't believe he is. Brett is also, unfortunately, leaving for a trip. I don't think he leaves until tomorrow, but he's going to go fish up in Alaska for a week, so I know we feel terrible for him. I can give a quick update. For the hatchery, for South Santa Am, I really don't have a lot. Things are going really well. they've moved some fish back from Willamette, and like I said, things are going well, business as usual. For Foster, adult collections have been pretty steady on the Chinook side. Last week was another pretty busy week, 526 new fish. Last week, just shy of 3,500, so the season total is 3,470, so that's a pretty good number. As I mentioned earlier, 78 NORs back so far. In addition to holding their fish for brood, we're also holding, I think it's 150 pairs of McKenzie spring Chinook, just with some of the water issues in the McKenzie and at Lieberg Hatchery. We're holding those similar to what we did last year as backup. And then we're also holding some Willamette stock spring Chinook at Foster to aid with some of the pre-spawn mortality issues we've had historically at the holding pond at Willamette. Other than that, I guess the only thing to mention, I know Brett had mentioned a few months ago some issues with theft. We had another incident where these folks were pretty determined. They removed a motor from a fish pump, kind of like a, I don't know, their 10 or 12 horsepower Honda mowers from a pump, unbolted it, took it all apart, packed it a few hundred yards to the highway, and took off with it. So Brett is working to with a contractor to get an estimate for some fencing and security cameras. So good old Sweet Home crackheads. That's all I've got.
Thanks, Ryan. Any questions on South Sinam or anything to add in regards to the fish facility or other things going on?
That facility is looking really good. Nate Jones, the crew foreman, he's going to get the issues addressed with that hopper hoist that came out in the recent inspection. So that one's looking good. That crane's in good shape. It's just they want to address a few things that were identified in that report.
Hey, Ryan, do you have an update on the Riverbend site?
I don't have a good update. I don't have a new update. So we've contracted with River Design Group, and they're working on the plans and logistics. I think last week, Troy Brandt was able to share some plans with the Linn County Parks folks, as the site actually is in the park, inside the park boundaries. So we're moving forward with, I guess, construction, you'd call it. This summer, I know they were shooting for kind of mid to late August, but the contractors are trying to coordinate with the county parks to minimize impacts to the park operation as much as possible, but that work should occur within the in-water work period this year.
All right, any questions for the South Sinam before we move on? Moving on to the McKenzie, is that you again, Ryan, or is that Colby?
Well, good question. I don't know. I can't see if Colby's on or not. But if Colby doesn't start talking, then I will just give an update. I don't think Colby's on vacation this week, so he'll break the trend. For the McKenzie, I unfortunately don't have great numbers in front of me. I know we have continued to pick up good numbers of fish in the Lieberg trap. So I guess with McKenzie, no fish are on site at McKenzie Hatchery. We are running kind of 3 to 5 CFS through the adult ladder. There's been a swim in or two, but very few. So really not a whole lot going on at McKenzie Hatchery proper. Brood collection is occurring at Lieberg Hatchery, and we've got pretty good numbers of fish swimming in there, 100 or so a week. As I mentioned earlier, 150 pairs of McKenzie spring Chinook are being held at Foster for spawning. And then the balance of the brood needs and outplant fish are being held at Lieberg in one of their converted raceways. Everything's going okay there. I think they just finished marking the juvenile spring Chinook, the brood year 20 juveniles, and no real issues there.
with the, I guess, the hodgepodge of rearing and disease issues we've had. I think, again, Chris talked about the McKenzie fish that were being raised at Marion Forks last month, I think it was. They had some health issues. I think our marked inventory, I should say, came up a couple thousand fish shy of the 604-750 release goal, but well within the 10% allowance in the contract. So just I think we're 4% short for that group. I think that's all I have for the McKenzie. I know the sorter is still operational. I'm not sure if Jeff is on or if anybody else has a sorter update, but the crew is fishing it. Fish numbers have slowed. Fish movement is slowed. That's my kind of general update there. But I'll defer to anybody else if there's a good sorter update.
Questions, comments?
Hey, Ryan, this is Steven. If Jeff's not on, I'll speak to you real quick. So for the sorter so far this year, it has passed 343 wild Chinook upriver, and 123 Chinook have been taken for broodstock. As Ryan was saying, it has slowed over the last couple of days. Fish are now passing in the ones and twos. And Jeff had mentioned that we are going to schedule a probably about every other day operation, which should continue through August and September, or whenever they come up with a new schedule. And that's what I've got.
All right. Let's move on to the Cougar Fish facility. Chad?
Alrighty. At the Cougar, we've had a total of 103 Chinook back to the facility this year. Of those, 96 were non-marked, and we've had 7 hatchery fish back. All the non-marked fish were double floy tagged and released back down to the river. Of those 96, we've had 70 come back a second time, so those 70 fish have been outplanted above the dam. That's all I have for Cougar. Maintenance-wise, the only thing I'm aware of, I guess recently there was a head gasket failure on the emergency generator, so crews are fixing that, and that's about all I have. Todd, do you have any other outstanding maintenance issues that you're aware of?
No, everything is looking good.
All right, questions or comments? All right, moving on to the Middle Fork. Ryan, it looks like it's you again.
Yep, it's me. Things at Willamette and Dexter are going pretty good. Total adult spring Chinook collection to date is 2,869. As I mentioned earlier, some of those are being held at Foster. I don't know if we're there yet, but the plan is 600 adults. We were able to get a truck load of fish last week up into the North Fork, Middle Fork outplant site, so 133 adults were outplanted last week. As I think I mentioned, fish entering Dexter have slowed down, as kind of expected this time of the summer. Other than that, pretty normal operations and business as usual.
All right, questions on that? Moving on to Fall Creek. Chad, were you going to give the update? I did get an email from Doug with numbers, but I didn't know if you planned on updating or not.
Yeah, I've got that here, Chris.
Okay.
Things are starting to slow down as well at Fall Creek. We've only had 122 fish back to the facility. 84 of those were non-marked, and 38 were hatchery fish, so looks like we've outplanted a total of 84 non-marked Chinook above the dam. We've also had approximately 30 summer steelhead back to the facility as well, and all those are released back into the dam. So that's all the updates I have for Fall Creek.
Questions or comments?
And maintenance, Fall Creek, we're still troubleshooting the middle tier, middle horn, medium size horn, to figure out the fix. But again, we got to wait till the reservoir comes down to really get in there and assess it. Over.
Questions? Moving on to bull trout and Oregon chub. Greg, I don't know if you had anything on this different from last month.
I don't. The bull trout extension went through, and I think I owe Alex a call, but yeah, that's all to go.
All right. Any research updates? I don't know who would be on for that one. Scrolling. I don't see anyone on unless it's one of the phone numbers for a research update. Anyone on from PME?
Rachel isn't going to be able to make it today.
All right. Water quality updates. Norm, do you have anything?
Yeah, there's some scheduled turbine maintenance at Big Cliff, and that's causing higher TDG below Big Cliff around 115. That's scheduled to end on the 5th of August. And then that's pretty much all I've got right now. And I didn't see, I know Catherine Tackley's on, but I don't know if anybody else from Water Management is here to give a flow update. I could muddle through that briefly.
Yeah, go ahead.
So projects are about half percent full. Inflow is about 1,400 for the Willamette project. Outflow is about 4,400. And on our flow call yesterday, we talked about, and in the forecast you can see, over the next week or so should be decreasing total project flow. So we're targeting 5,000 at Salem, I think, for about 7 to 10 days out. So that'll be decreasing over the next week or so. That's about it.
Any questions on that? All right. This next item I think I was supposed to pull off the agenda, but forgot. Unless I'm mistaken, any pinniped updates, or is that something I was supposed to take off? Trying to recall.
Thanks, Chris. This is Kelly. I think we were going to, I don't have any updates, and Bob had mentioned, I think he would bring it back on when they started to see fish upon, or pinnipeds at Bonneville. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, that's right, and we haven't seen any return yet, so we'll see if we can hold off for another month, but I doubt it. Over.
All right, thanks. Any BPA updates?
Nothing to report, thank you.
Alrighty. Moving on to terms and conditions of the 2019 hatchery buyout. First up, Bennett counts is on there. I know that Bart has been sending those out and posting those to the web. I did notice I stopped receiving his emails sometime near the end of April. I don't know if anyone else experienced that or not. If so, just wanted to notify folks if they haven't noticed already. So I'm attempting to get back on that list. I don't know if it was due to their email reconfiguration or not, but just thought I'd let folks know on that. But again, they're on the web, but I definitely like the email spreadsheet.
Chris, this is Kelly. Were you gonna contact him, or did you want somebody from ODFW?
Yeah, I already talked to Ryan, and he's gonna ping Bart for me.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Lebanon counts. Is it Steven or Bob?
Let me give the lead, and Steven, who's done the work, will actually give the data. Just so everybody's tracking, right now we've got an alternative study going on. There's still two primary alternatives that are being looked at. One is an in-lateral alternative the Vaki in the notch of the weir, of weir 8, and the other would be an above ladder alternative. So what we said we were going to do this year is we took video last year. We wanted to improve upon our ability or the placement of our cameras within the orifices or outside the orifices so we can view NOR versus HOR passing the orifices. So what we're going to present is a couple days of video that we've taken, getting the HOR versus NOR in the orifices, as well as the split between passage between the orifices and the notch where the Vaki would be installed if we went with the in ladder alternative. Again, the one issue we have is we still have to review a lot of video. We're not able to compress right now. And that's something if we did go in ladder with the orifice video, we need to work through because it's pretty labor intensive. That's the setup. With that, I'll have Stephen present the data that we've collected this year on passage of that. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thanks, Bob. So far we've been able to review 5 complete days of video passage. Each day has about 14 hours in it, so it's about a 1-to-1 ratio in order to get that reviewed. Of those 5 days, 4 days actually had fish passing, 1 did not. Total of 47 Chinook passed during the days we reviewed. Clipped versus unclipped, we're so far looking at an 80.8% rate of clipped fish. And as far as route of passage, so far 57% of fish have gone through the notch in the middle of the weir, and 42.5% of fish have gone through either the north or the south orifice in the bottom corner of the weirs. And that's what we've so far been able to review this year.
Questions or comments on that?
Yeah, this is Ryan. One quick question, and you guys probably said this, and I just missed it. Remind me which ladder you guys are working in.
This is the south ladder of Lebanon Dam. So the Thawag, there at right below the ladder is pushed pretty hard to the south. And this is also the ladder that's much more of a straight shot from the bottom to the top, whereas the north ladder has some pretty significant bends in it to get the fish actually up and above.
Thanks.
All right. How about labor counts? Anything on that, Bob or Stephen?
So we're still working on labor counts. The north ladder has been quite a bit heatier this season, either because it's been shut down with the sorter in operation, or when it has been open, our cameras have been functioning properly. South ladder, we're still going through to try to sort that out. One of the issues with this order being in place is that it's not in operation 24/7, and when it's not in operation, fish have a tendency to pool below it. We did have some fish that were actually starting to residualize within there. However, 2 weeks ago, the McKenzie crew from ODFW went ahead and went in and got those fish out of there, and natural origin fish were passed up river after fish were taken to the for broodstock. The issue with that is that when fish are sitting directly in front of the count window, because the camera, since it's motion detection, to start recording way too much video, which causes it to essentially have too much data and crash. So we're still working through that. And when we have a fully updated count, I'll go ahead and give that, but it'll be a little bit later this season.
Questions or comments in regards to Lieberg? All right, next item is the genetic pedigree work. I don't think we have anyone on to speak to that, although someone may have heard that attends Harmony. I do not. I don't know if that's the case or not, as to where that's at. All right, hopefully next month we'll have more. Moving on to contracts, my focus has been to get, along with contracting to get the Willamette Hatcheries production contract out. This needs to be awarded by August 31st, as that's when our current contract expires. buyers. I did talk to contracting. They're supposed to be getting you guys a draft solicitation, which is very similar to the last one. But I did want to talk about some language that was added, at least at this point, and wanted some feedback from NIMS and ODFW, and I know Lance isn't on, in regards to utilizing hatchery fish for rotary trap evaluations. And again, this currently is in the scope, using existing production, but again, wanted feedback from NIMS from a HGMP perspective and ODFW from a production operational perspective. And I don't know if that's now or in an email. It probably should be a memo. This was discussion that's been occurring and have been dealing with this on the fly, so I did not get a chance to work with folks to get a memo out. But again, if folks have any initial thoughts now, that'd be great.
I would wait to have Lance engage on this issue, and he's out on a NOAA boat, so he's going to be out for a couple weeks.
All right.
Hey, Chris, this is Ryan. I can say a couple things from the to kind of, you know, reiterate Melissa's comment. Yeah, I think it'd be good to have Lance weigh in. Fenton did join the surrogate team meeting yesterday, and we had a little bit of a conversation there about this as well. I think from the HGMP perspective, there might be some conflict in using, I guess it's from my perspective, the HGMP makes it pretty clear we have production objectives and then research objectives. And so this could easily be in addition to, production for these fish where they wouldn't be released at the size or time of our approved hatchery production. And so that might be a consideration and something that we need some further conversation on, is whether these are part of production or in addition to. In terms of the rearing and addition to the contract, I don't know that it's a major challenge, but I think there maybe is still a little bit of confusion in timing and terminology. When we saw the request from Kramer earlier this year, you know, initially we had kind of punted back to Fenton and to the surrogate team, because the request for fish size and timing really didn't match what we had in the hatcheries. And quite frankly, from my perspective, at least, it didn't match anything that biologically made sense. I mean, summer smolts is just one example. Yesterday, Fenton sent a spreadsheet, was fish needs for the current contract with Kramer and then out years as well. And I think it's helpful to see that. I think there maybe is still a little bit of confusion. The surrogate team is working through that, I think, this morning and trying to have some info back to Fenton this morning, whether or not it fits within the surrogate scope and space and ability. One example, again, of just kind of a terminology or maybe some confusion. There was a request for brood year 21 fry starting in November of 21. So that's not a thing. Those don't exist. They would be eggs or maybe sack fry. And so I don't know if I or someone needs to work closer with Kramer or whoever's putting that information together. There's still a fair bit of confusion. So I guess to the point, from the contract perspective, it's kind of hard to determine whether it's feasible or not, because the way it's currently written probably doesn't really fall within the scope of the timing of hatchery production.
Yeah, so I can speak to this somewhat. So I do know that the spreadsheet I got, there were a couple errors, and there have been some changes made to that. I'm not sure what version you got. And I will say that the language currently in the scope talks about what's available. So it wouldn't put a requirement on ODFW to provide a specific fish. It'd be, okay, here's what's optimal, this size, etc. But if it's not available, it's just not going to happen in regards to what's optimal for testing these traps. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes sense.
Okay. So in the current language, there's the loose language or more flexible language as to feasibility and what we can actually do or not do, just so that we're being realistic. All right. Dave, are you on?
This is Dave. I'm the CLR and the one putting the screw trap contract together and the CLR for Kramer's current contract. Good discussions. Yeah, like Chris said, the spreadsheet that Fenton shared, I started it. Yeah, there were, as pointed out, there are a couple errors in a couple of the versions on the brood year dates and stuff, but like Fenton said, they're, like Chris just said, the intent is essentially to get what we have available, and then for the next contract that we should be awarding here very soon for late 21 through 24, one of the first things we'll have that contractor do is develop a new trap efficiency path forward so that we can, confirm numbers and work with the group on refining any of those numbers. So yeah, no, I totally expect, like Chris said, that, that's kind of the best case, best guess right now, and totally will work with, whatever we need to can, what's available between the surrogate program and ODFW. And so, yeah, and just for folks' clarification, there's a current contract that goes through November with Kramer right now, and then we have a new contract that will essentially start field work for the most part, both sites, in December, but it will start, like, some field work a little earlier at Hills Creek, where Kramer's not currently working. So, yeah, totally, our intent on the screw trap side is to work with what we have available from folks, so. Yeah, appreciate everybody's input and feedback.
Yeah, thanks. That's helpful from my perspective, and my comment wasn't meant to be critical, just an observation, so thanks.
Yeah, no, I absolutely appreciate that. So I told Fenton when he shared that spreadsheet was, please share that spreadsheet with the surrogate program, and same with Chris, and, I welcome feedback, and, we do want to figure out what's feasible and what the best path forward is for getting trap efficiencies, capture efficiencies with a screw trap. So, I do appreciate everybody's input and feedback for sure. Ultimately, we want useful info on the screw trap monitoring for all this work. So, however we get there is, helpful.
Thanks, Dave.
My understanding is the surrogate team is going to get a response to Fenton by the end of the day tomorrow or sometime tomorrow on their ability and the feasibility of doing that within that project.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I
do. I was just going to say,
go ahead.
There's also language currently in the scope with that flexibility in regards to the involvement of OSU or, if the hatcheries are going to have more involvement. And I also wanted to say, we have to award this contract by August 31st. So the solicitation will hopefully be going out soon. My approach likely will be to have that language in the solicitation. And then when we get closer to award, hopefully either Lance can engage soon enough or we can engage someone else from NIMS. But also feedback from ODFW in regards to the language that's in the draft scope that we plan on sending will help greatly. And so the point is the language will be there. There might be changes in the future pending the discussion we've just had. Just giving folks a heads up on that. All right, any more discussion on this item? Okay, definitely more to come on this. It's going to be a scramble on my end anyway, and probably others. So some of you will be hearing from me. Okay, moving on to the next contract, which is the trout production contract. This one has to be awarded by the end of the FY. We're trying to, one, not only get funding for the Willamette Hatcheries contract, but simultaneously trying to see what we can fund for trout. Do not have an update on that in regards to funding. But again, this solicitation has to go out by the end of August, because you have to put it out for 30 days. So again, in the month of August, you'll ODF&W and other contracts will be seeing the solicitation. Any questions on the trout production contract? All right, moving on to coordination memorandums. First, the ongoing. The first is in regards to the Fish and Wildlife budget shortages. This will not be finalized until we actually award contracts. So that will let everyone know where we landed. So that'll be finalized then. The next ongoing item is valve replacement at Cougar, which will occur in 2023. Again, this will be ongoing for a while. This had to be coordinated early because we had to get all of our documentation in place in terms of making sure that everything's okay in terms of fish and we can get the solicitation out on that on time. Next is in regards to an RO outage at Blue River. I had initially sent this out. I saw that this action had been delayed. What I don't know is if it got rescheduled or occurred. Greg or anyone else from Project, do you have any info on that RO outage at Blue River?
Give me just a minute and I'll look it up to see what the latest schedule is.
Perfect, thanks. Okay, we'll move on and then come back. Next ongoing memorandum is in regards to the airburst system at Minto. I do not have an update. Ryan or Todd, I don't know if you have an update on the airburst system at Minto.
So that actually, I believe, is technically the FWS airburst system. And basically, you know, our team is looking at converting one bay of the intake, so the intake screens can actually be lifted out. But again, that's an expensive job, and I wouldn't expect anything to happen for, you know, at least a year. However, as of right now, Greg and Tyler haven't reported any intake screen clogging since it was last cleaned. Potentially that's because water coming out of Big Cliff has been pretty cold recently, so that might have slowed algae growth. And that new circulating, oscillating pressure washer contraption might have worked really good as well. Over.
Any questions on the ongoing coordination forums?
Does that include the Dexter unit outage? Did you see that one this morning, Chris?
Yeah, I did. I was going to send that out sometime today.
Okay, should we mention it here then?
You can mention it, but not a whole lot of discussion until I send it.
Okay. Basically, we're going to have a Dexter unit outage on 16 August, just for the entire day. It's actually the BPA that's got to have a line outage. So at the same time, we decided we're going to do annual maintenance on the transformer. Over.
Thanks for that. Were you able to find anything on the Blue River RO before we move on, or not enough time?
I'm still digging, sorry.
I understand. Okay. All right, we will move on. So the only new coordination form sent was in regards to a misoperation of a spill gate at Big Cliff Dam, which resulted in a gate fully closing inadvertently, and flows had dropped to 700 and I don't know, it's around 750 CFS. I don't have the exact number in front of me, briefly. And so I sent that out yesterday, so comments are due in 2 weeks for that, approximately. Any questions on that? Okay, yeah, I just sent that out yesterday afternoon, so folks may have not have had time to take a look. Moving on to task groups.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
So there's a placeholder for August 24th and 25th for the Blue River RO inspection. This is all pending on equipment rental, so the getting the proper crane, and then also some verification about what outflow would be from the project during the inspection. Over.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, when you get that information, send it my way, and I'll resend the form out. All right. Test groups, PDTs. The first one is the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Majors PDT. Catherine, want to give your update?
Yeah, not really much to update on. The only active interim measure is Detroit Temperature Management, which right now lacking the ability to do much. We lost the spillway crest when the reservoir dropped below the spillway a couple weeks ago, so all water is being discharged to the powerhouse, which everyone has noticed. It's quite cold in North Santiam below the project. We'll keep an eye on temperatures, and when the time is right, we'll open up the lower ROs and blend cooler water with the turbine water once that thermocline is cooled down, and we're bumping up against our upper water temperature threshold and gearing up for some measures that will be implemented this fall. So working on that, as well as some of the measures that have come out of the courts through the draft injunction, working with our office of counsel and others to just figure out how we're going to implement those and move forward successfully. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Questions or comments for Catherine? All right. The next three PDTs are hatchery related. Haven't not had ample funding to do any work on this, so these are on hold along with a lot of other stuff. So not much to report, or little, no, nothing to report on that. And then last is the fish operations plan. It's on the web. Again, this is a living document. We can make changes at any time. There are some changes I still need to make, one being the drawing for the new Fall Creek Fish Facility. So I need to scrap up some labor dollars for our mapping folks to put that together, unless I can find it in an existing report that's clean enough that everyone can decipher. Any questions on anything? Any final thoughts? All right, I guess we will talk again next month in August. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye, everyone.